source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Broadcasting La Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power. Power hit. We play nothing but power hits. Power hits all day, every day. Keeping it cool on Power FM.
Is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally.
Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zambia shifts subsidies and seeks IMF support amid global energy crisis. Citizens First President Harry Kalava questions ECZ rescheduling of nomination fee payment. In international news, Chinese national sentenced to a year in prison for attempting to smuggle ants out of Kenya. And in sports, FAS questions Haple commitment over request to alter contract terms.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Zambia's Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Msokotwane, says the country is adjusting its economic policies in response to the global energy crisis triggered by the Gulf War. Mr. Msokotwane said Zambia is engaging the International Monetary Fund for possible financial support, while also implementing internal reforms to manage limited resources more effectively. He explained that government has restructured its subsidy framework, moving away from costly fuel subsidies and prioritizing social sectors such as free education. The minister noted that the country has, over the past few years, focused on spending efficiency, particularly in agriculture. He cited the Farmer Input Support Program, where technology has been introduced to improve transparency and accountability. Dr. Msokotwane said the use of electronic systems has helped eliminate fraudulent beneficiaries who previously accessed farming support without being genuine farmers. He stressed that such reforms are critical in ensuring that public resources are directed to deserving citizens. The minister added that while external support is welcome, Zambia remains committed to making tough but necessary economic adjustments to stabilize the economy.
Energy crisis arising from the war in the Gulf, and if the institution of the IMF is able to provide some support, of course, we'll be most delighted to receive that support. On our side, obviously, we also have to make some adjustments. Adjustments include how to refocus on subsidies from those which are less important to those which are more important. We've been doing that. For example, we ended up with free education instead of subsidizing fuel, stuff like that. We have also done with issues to do with how to spend more efficiently.
Citizens First CEF President Harry Kalava has raised concerns over the Electoral Commission of Zambia's decision to reschedule the payment of nomination fees for presidential candidates from today to next week. Mr. Kalava described the move as a politically motivated scheme designed to advantage President Hakainde Hichilema, who at the time was not officially declared party's presidential candidate by his party and he was ineligible to make the payment. Speaking on the political podcast on Power FM, Mr. Kalava warned the ECZ to carry out its duties impartially and free from political influence, emphasizing the importance of maintaining credibility in Zambia's electoral process. In addition to his electoral concerns, Kalava outlined an ambitious plan to reform Zambia's civil service, aiming to improve working conditions and alleviate the financial burdens faced by government employees. Mr. Kalava expressed alarm at the current state of the civil service, which he described as weakened and inefficient. He pledged that a citizens-first-led government would prioritize structural reforms to restore professionalism, efficiency, and morale among public servants. Key proposals from Mr. Kalava's plan include ending prolonged acting appointments by ensuring the civil servants do not remain in temporary roles for longer than 6 months. He also committed to improving salaries and introducing performance-based incentives across the public sector. The opposition leader highlighted the need for recognition of professional development efforts, noting many civil servants currently pay out of pocket for advanced training without seeing corresponding career progression. He promised that his administration would ensure such efforts are rewarded with promotions and clearer career pathways. A cornerstone of the reform agenda is a debt relief initiative targeting civil servants.
Now the civil service has been damaged, so we are going to come in government this year to fix that. No more acting more than 6 months. We are going to stop that. We want the civil service to be remunerated accordingly, to be incentivized. We don't want to have civil servants going to train themselves, and then when they train themselves, they still come back in the same position because the director or the bosses don't appreciate their training. That is not happening, not this time. The issue in the civil service is that the civil service is crammed up with loans. They are suffocated. From the opposition, I'm the first person who began talking about debt swap, that we can do debt swap, where we take away debt from the civil servants and allow them to lead a life that is liberated. We want to incentivize our civil servants so that they can begin living a liberated life and focus on their jobs as opposed to focusing on their payslips.
In another development, We Are One Zambia Alliance, WOZA, has called for urgent reforms to Zambia's electoral systems, warning that the 2026 general elections may not be free and fair under current conditions. Speaking during Power FM's breakfast show, WOZA running mate Yusuf Dodia said delays in constitutional amendments and last-minute constituency changes could confuse voters and reduce participation. He noted that the limitation should be done well in advance, not just months before elections, further raising concerns over proposed changes in the Electoral Process Amendment Bill, saying they could weaken the role of polling agents and reduce transparency. Mr. Dodia also criticized the lack of independence among key institutions, arguing that bodies like the Anti-Corruption Commission depend too much on the Director of Public Prosecutions. He stressed the need for stronger systems, saying good governance depends more on institutions rather than individuals.
Anti-Corruption Commission, the Drug Enforcement Commission,